James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless. This is Triple M's Rush Hour.
We awoke to the very sad news of the passing of Andrew Symonds, Big Roy.
Yep.
Again, how many times have we said this recently? Fad gone too soon, just 46. Astounding what's going on in the Australian cricket family. So we go to one of the greats, Adam Gilchrist, who was a great mate of Simo's, and he's been good enough to jump on the phone. Gilly, welcome, mate, and she's been a tough time.
Oh, yeah. Good afternoon, guys. Just quite unfathomable. Can't believe it. I think everyone's saying that. It's just unbelievable to think what's happened in the last 6 or 7 weeks or so in the cricketing circles. But this one is a really, really hard one to take. It really hurts. Roy was just the most beautiful person, beautiful friend, extraordinary teammate who was true meaning of team. That's what he was, and I think that's this outpouring of emotion from everyone that he came into contact with and engaged with. It's hard to believe. I just miss him so much already that he's not sort of here anymore with us.
Almost getting to the stage, I said this to Bluey this morning, Gil, you don't want to look at your phone. Like, it's just it's like you're numb, constantly numb.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. How much of it can you keep taking? And I mean, it's all relative to everyone, but just to have it so condensed in one little period of time for a pretty tight knit little group, and the sadness just to know I spent the night with Roy at Warnie's big farewell. And the next morning with Roy, which was typically the case, because not much sleep in between the night and the morning. He was so upset at the loss of Warnie, which, yeah, everyone was and stunned. But a little thing that just Roy last week was telling me that Warnie had been speaking about getting him over to be a fielding or be an assistant coach at the London Spirit in the 100 competition over there in England that Warnie was coach of. And it was only a couple of weeks ago that Roy found out that there was no budget put aside for Roy. There was nothing documented in the London Spirits setup. Warnie was doing that on his own accord and was going to pay Roy the wage that he was going to get for being over there. And Roy couldn't believe that. That sense of mateship and friendship was everything that Roy built his whole life around, of trust and loyalty. Yeah, just here we are a few days later after him relaying that story to me that he's disappeared, but he was just loyal to a fault. He really was. Mate.
Well, Gilly, if you're going to make or build an Australian sportsman, it'd nearly be Roy, wouldn't it? He played hard, you know, and he gave it everything, and he could do everything, bat, bowl and field. But then off the field, he'd have a beer, and he's just a great Aussie.
Yeah, absolutely. Spot. He's one of the greatest athletes I think I saw. Other than your athletics, athletes, as far as a ball sport, it's athletically brilliant. He was just built like a predator. The way he moved across the ground, his pace. He was stealth, but he was also aggressive and larger than life and bold and big. But he could do it all. It's funny that I spent yesterday talking with mates, doing a few interviews, reflecting, and very rarely did it get back to his sporting prowess. It was just about him. And his warmth and his humility, and he just cared for everyone else. And Jesus, he made you laugh. He was just an absolute crackerjack, funny, naturally bloke. Well, he didn't even know he was doing it half the time. And you would have, you boys, I'm sure you've recounted or seen the story about his last text message to the great Steve Brawley. How good's that? That sums him up beautifully. Just perfect, Roy.
Look, Gilly, I couldn't agree with any more with what you said. I said to my partner, Lisa, today, she was asking me about him. I said, look, I've had too many years, sadly, 45 years of watching cricket, playing cricket and broadcasting cricket. And in that time, Gilly, I don't remember too many blokes that I legitimately went to the ground looking forward to watching him field.
Yep.
It's just not a sentence you say very often. You've had Mark Waugh and Greg Chappell and Jamie Siddons, you know, superb catches of the ball, and you freaked at how they did that. But with Andrew Symonds, I used to go along and think, if Australia are fielding or Queensland, if it was state game, I was dead set, Gilly, looking forward to watching him in the field.
Yeah, you're spot on. And fielding's pretty boring old venture, isn't it?
Well, I used to find it was.
for a bloke to create that much excitement around one of the more boring aspects of sport, you're a pretty special unit. But the intensity with which Roy, played in all his career, but in the field, was what led the team with him. Everyone would sort of jump on board with him because they knew that he was focused and he was sharp and he'd done the preparation and all the work. So it was a high level of expectation of what results needed to be achieved. But as sure as night follows day, the ball could be hit to someone else and they just fumble it. And you'd hear Roy give the old whistle out. Knock on, South Wales, Queensland team, in a test match in the middle of the MCG. It was always finding a way to then alleviate the pressure or the intensity if it needed or was appropriate. But, amazing memories. He just he's going to live long in the memory and the stories are going to get taller and longer. They should be celebrated.
His best innings, and I didn't know him that well, but I certainly loved watching him. His best innings, I reckon, was the World Cup against Pakistan. Aussies were in trouble, 4 for 80, and he came out. He made 143, but just smashed them everywhere. It was one of the great games. You were playing in that game, Gil.
I was, mate. I was one of the four at 4 for 83.
Wasm got you again for one. I see that, Gilly. Sorry, mate.
Nah, you're spot on, mate. I think that's when yesterday when I was asked what was his best or favourite, what's the main innings, and I think straight to that because there were so many subplots, Billy, that we'd only found out, barely 15 hours before that innings, or 24 hours when Ricky and I found out that we'd lost Warnie in a cricketing sense to the drug situation and the positive test. So we had 24 hours as a team to deal with that, and then we turn up on the morning of the first match of a World Cup, and we were in trouble, and we could have really plummeted, but that innings, and he was only there because Punter fought against the selectors to have him included in the squad, and he got him there, and that's, I really feel for Ricky, who's over in India, who unfortunately missed Rod's funeral, Warnie's funeral, and now it looks like he'll probably miss Roy's, but he believed in Roy so much, and he wanted him in that team, and Roy repaid in kind that first game, and, we lose that game, who knows, we can speculate, but we won it. And we went on and created a record-winning, history-making World Cup win undefeated, and Roy was absolutely integral to that.
The other one was the MCG, the big 100 he made there.
A boxing day.
Unbelievable innings that was.
But I remember texting my brother. You know when you text, are you watching this? Well, this was the Pakistan game. And he was over in Tassie. And I'm texting him, are you watching this? He's going, I can't believe it. It was one of those things where
that was the day he arrived as an Australian player. But he was always passionate also about playing test cricket and didn't, probably play as much as he should have in the end. But that innings at the G, Gill, was just, he flushed it as cleanly. We're talking to one of the great strikers of the ball, but that day he hit it so clean.
Yeah, it's about 198 one-day internationals for Australia. A lot of the talk and highlights will be of his white ball escapades, but 26 tests are the most dear statistic on his resume that he had. Yeah. That's what meant the most to him, and that 100. That is without doubt the most celebrated feel-good moment within a change room that I can remember, that when Roy got that 100 to go, right, not only am I playing test cricket, but I'm standing in the middle of the MCG against England and my best mate's at the other end and I'm taking them down. Mm-hmm. And he made a statement that not only is he playing test cricket, but he actually deserves to be there, and he started to dominate it there. He averaged 40 in test cricket. That's a good effort. And throwing his all-round skills with ball and field and being the heartbeat of the team as well. He's just an iconic guy for anyone that ever had anything to do with him. And I said yesterday, tried to express it in a tweet. For those that didn't know Roy and never had the chance to meet him, just think of your closest, most loyal, trusted friend who'd do anything for you. Think of that person in your life, and they're probably going to be pretty similar to Roy. I reckon you know Roy Simons.
You're a star, Gil. Yeah. We love you jumping on, mate. I know how tough it is. And the next couple of days and weeks will be equally tough. So our thoughts are with you. And, of course, everyone at Fox Cricket. He was such a huge part of that, as was Shane, of course. So we wish you all the best.
Good on you, guys. It's good to chat and celebrate these blokes. They're just true champions.
On you, Gil.
And Gilly and Howie recorded a special episode of the Howie Games released last night. You can catch it on the Listener app. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.